From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A state senator and congressional candidate says it's time for Florida to have one unified strategy for sea level rise. To make his point, he's spending this legislative session wearing rain boots.
The idea of this is, again, to highlight the fact that where I'm coming from, a coastal district in Miami-Dade County, this is part of the job now.
State Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez has filed a bill that would require builders using public funds to do sea level rise impact studies before starting construction. And Florida's Department of Environmental Protection would have to develop guidance for communities dealing with rising seas. Rodriguez spoke with WLRN's Kate Stein.
As a state legislator working with my colleagues, there have been some incremental changes that I think are positive in terms of preparing our community better for the effects of climate change and sea level rise. But I was getting frustrated at how small and incremental these changes are. And so I decided this year I would finally just file the bill that I really wanted to file, which is something that in my mind would be more transformative. And what the bill is it's Senate Bill 542. What it would do is it would say that you have to do long-term planning in order to draw state dollars down into your community for infrastructure improvements. But the other aspect of the bill is that the Department of Environmental Protection would, if this bill passed, develop best practices. You know, if you're rebuilding a seawall or if you're making roadway improvements, how do you plan for 50-year time horizon with sea level rise projections, et cetera?
A big part of this bill is collaboration and coordination between agencies, and presumably that would require agreement on numbers as far as how much sea level rise we are going to see and the impacts of climate change. Do you see that that's something that is politically feasible?
We don't all agree on exactly what we should be preparing for, what kind of storms, what kind of sea level rise impact, what kind of impacts on our aquifer. The idea is to have a uniform standard statewide. Once we do, different communities, different experts can say it's not strong enough, it's too strong. We need to have that conversation.
And do you feel like that's going to happen, though?
Well, I'm optimistic. It may not be a bill that passes this session, but a lot of people are familiar with this idea that different state agencies were prohibiting their staff from talking about climate change. Now, there is absolutely ideological resistance to the idea of confronting climate change. But to be honest with you, at this point in time, the biggest resistance to dealing with sea level rise is not ideological. Many of my colleagues are simply overwhelmed. We are in a position where our public schools are underfunded, where we have critical issues in our criminal justice system that are not being dealt with. And in this kind of environment, adding sea level rise as something that we are going to aggressively tackle can be intimidating. And I think that part of the idea of this bill is to say, here are some concrete things we can do that don't require a lot of money, but move the ball forward significantly.
Is there a particular statistic or a particular something that you've seen maybe in your district that really drives home for you the urgency of addressing sea level rise?
Every time it rains. Growing up here in Miami, you know, many of us remember times when it would rain very heavily and you wouldn't have massive flooding in, you know, large parts of Miami-Dade. That is something that every year is getting worse, something that none of us can deny.
So on a lighter note then, the boots, where did you get those and are they new and what have you written on them?
The hashtag is Act on Climate FL. So Act on Climate is a hashtag that's been used to, you know, basically say we need to take action. And I bought them online. They are relatively new. Not so new because I have actually been using them in the district when I'm going to flooded areas, so they're not as clean as they used to be.
That was State Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez speaking with WLRN's Kate Stein. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.